It began with a desire to give greater recognition to the native people who lived along the Laguna de Santa Rosa long before Westerners arrived. Sandy Eastoak, a local artist who's been deeply involved in the annual program since the first Pomo Honoring Month in 2009, says part of her motivation is a desire to peel away the invisibility the Indians adopted for survival decades ago.
The first year, there was a Pomo woman who said, "We shop at Rite Aid and Safeway, but you don't see us because we go there when you're not there." When you realize that the Pomo people around today are here because as recently as their grandparents, those people hid. That's why they're even alive. There's a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of fear. And there's a habit of being invisible to be safe. So it's going to be a slow process of combating the ignorance of the white community, building the trust of the Pomo community, and beginning to build bridges.
Although the number and sort of activities featured has varied each October, Eastoak says she is heartened by the ways in which the event has been embraced by the town.
One of the things that happens every year is there's a group of Pomo dancers who performs at Farmer's Market. The first year, people were polite, people were curious. Last year, it was like people kind of owned it, like this is part of my town, that the Pomo come dance here. And that felt really good. Another change is with the exhibit that's at the West County Museum. They no longer conceive of history as starting when white settlers come.
There was an Indian village here, mostly behind where Palm Drive Hospital was.
Laura Schaefer is a volunteer who spearheaded the creation of that exhibit.
There were maybe 5,000 people living here almost permanently. They'd moved their camps all up and down the Laguna on the west side, behind the high school, behind Palm Drive Hospital, all around.
Her study of the Pomo culture has left Schaefer greatly impressed by their way of living lightly on the land.
The culture that was here was very intelligent and well thought through. Thousands of years of people living in the same town, they worked out their differences and they had a really smart civilization. The average workday was 45 minutes for food and shelter. Over the course of a year, they used to wonder why the Spaniards worked so hard.
But, Schaefer notes, the landscape that allowed that was harshly disrupted by the arrival of the Spaniards and other Europeans.
The water table dropped maybe 200 feet by the end of the Mexican era. Most of the native animals disappeared, the beaver, the elk that just used to run rampant, vast flocks of birds that would show up. So the landscape changed pretty dramatically.
Today, numerous restoration efforts are trying to undo some of that disruption. And as Pomo Honoring Month heads into its fifth iteration, Sandy Eastoak says the organizers are gradually taking a more native approach to it.
There is a very white way of organizing things and doing things and seeing progress. And we are really softening that and beginning to have more of a sense of there's a spirit that belongs to the Laguna that these people are familiar with, and that we feel that holding this project. So we're more willing to be moved by that rather than to have to know where we're going.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.